New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Hello.
How are you today, Tyler?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm absolutely vibing because it's a Monday.
Yeah, it's almost sickening.
Well, no.
That you are this...
The whole week,
like, vibey
of possibilities is ahead, and that's what I love about the start of a new week.
Bro, it's a Monday.
It's fresh.
If we could just a little bit, that'd be great.
What's gotten under your bonnet?
No, nothing.
What bee is in your bonnet?
No, I don't have a bee in my bonnet. I've just had a big couple of weekends where I've just always had people in my own house.
Oh,
right.
Now we find out who was in your house this weekend.
My very dear, one of my bestest friends, but it's not. It wasn't them in particular. I've just had a lot on, and and my own space has been taken over.
Okay. And like,
a weekend where I just have nothing on and I have no guests where I don't have to entertain, you know?
When's that coming
and
up?
And that's just such a privileged thing for me to say. I'm very lucky that I have people that I love in my life that want to spend time with me. But right now, I just like a day of peace.
Isn't that the biggest first world problem yet?
It is.
I'm too popular. There's too many people visiting me and supporting me in
it
my
is.
Life.
But your girl just needs a bit of Tyler time, and I'm hanging out for it.
When's that coming up?
Next? Couldn't tell you.
Not today?
Not today.
Oh, God.
Not for another couple of weeks.
Oh, well. Oh, good luck to Marcus, your partner.
And you.
Well, no, I'm fine. I'm all good. And how are you this morning, Jess?
I'm good. I mean, I'm not as vibrant as you, but I'm not as grumpy as Tyler, so
thank
I'm
you.
Somewhere in the middle.
How was, because you had the big emceeing of the wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it was so that? Fun. So much fun.
Did you, what would, a good frock?
Yeah.
Yeah, ready to
Duh,
go.
Shouldn't Obviously. Show up in workout gear.
Tell us about it, is what I'm saying. Tell us about the vibe. What happened? How was the wedding?
It was just fun. It was like a cocktail themed, like pretty, not small, but like not a huge wedding. Yeah. Everyone just had a blast.
And
it was so good.
I'm hoping that you've sent them an invoice and that you didn't charge mates rates.
Obviously.
That you charged them top tier.
Full dollar is the only.
If you want Jess to MC a wedding, don't think she's going to give you a discount because she's nice.
That's It'll cost right. you.
It'll cost you an extra.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cozzy live is through the roof.
Do you want to be my manager? Like,
yeah, yes. Sure.
And I'll take 50%. Thank you very much.
And I'll take the other 50. That's the only fair way to do this. We will, of course, be catching up with Jess in a few minutes to go over your local news headlines.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, and first up, Jess, a bloke arrested for doing an environmental protest thing.
Yes, this happened at Sandgate yesterday. There are actually 50 people arrested. Cool. They broke into the rail corridor, used ladders to climb on top of coal wagons. They were there for quite a while, disrupted train movements and all of that sort of thing for quite a while yesterday.
So this is just near the bunker, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
Jeez. Did anyone from the newsroom able to watch it from here?
It was a bit late in the morning, so and you couldn't really see it from the bunker, unfortunately. Yeah.
Bring in binoculars.
Or get anywhere close to it because you're not allowed in there. But they were all arrested. A couple of them were charged with other things as well. Apparently, a security guard was allegedly assaulted while they were trying to get in there and that sort of thing. So they're all going to face court for many charges.
Yeah, that's no good.
No, that's a bit silly. It's like, if you want to protest, you can, but you don't have to be destructive.
Exactly.
It's just dangerous on trains. Anything around in and around
also
trains.
Also that.
Yeah.
So dangerous. And, if something happens, that poor driver.
Oh, yeah.
His life is messed up for no good reason.
Yeah, that's 100%.
A bit of sports chat next, Jess. Jets won and Knights, we were so close.
So close. So Friday night, the Jets won, which is really, really exciting because we only have a couple of games left of the regular season and really we need wins to get points on the board to move that little bit further up the ladder so we can hopefully make the finals.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we have, so that was really nice to see on Friday at home. And then on Saturday, we had another home game at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights, they took on the Panthers. Very, very close. Whoa. It went into golden point. It was 15 all after a pretty crazy final 10 minutes, but unfortunately the Panthers did get us in the end 16-15. But there were like 26,000 people there at the stadium on Saturday night.
Huge game and a few rough calls for the Knights. But to be fair, I genuinely thought we were going to get obliterated. Like the Panthers, like the premiers from last year, I thought we weren't really in for a chance, but we played very well. And after, a few rough calls from the ref, which had I been there, I would have been yelling at him.
What would you have said?
He's been doing it all day, ref. No, I wouldn't say that. But there was just some rough calls. But, big game for Tyson Gamble as well, right?
Yeah, massive. So he's stepped up into the role of 5'8", obviously, with Kalyn Ponga off and going to Canada and all that sort of thing. So he's been doing really well. He scored a try, kicked a field goal on Saturday night as well.
So good.
Yeah, so AOB was saying after the game that he wants to put Tyson will be on the side either way this coming weekend because he's just been playing so well, even though we do have Kalyn back in that 5'8 position against the Cowboys on Saturday.
Interesting to see how we turn up with Ponga back on the team now too.
Yeah, that's true. I'll see how it all unfolds.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, I guess better luck next time.
I know, so close, but so far.
We got it next time.
Yeah,
we're good.
And Newcastle Reddit sometimes delivers the best gems.
Oh, doesn't it, what?
Because it's our city, right?
Yeah.
And it's just people talking about it. How about this for a story? This is from probably was 14 hours ago, so just last night.
Last night, 7:30.
That sort of time. Someone just stole something at a Botlo at Jesmond, and I just witnessed it. And it was probably the fastest runner that I've ever seen in person. My wife accurately described the person stealing it as a gazelle.
A gazelle.
The worker seemed pretty fit and chased her, but honestly, I was impressed how quick she moved with a 1 litre bottle of bourbon in one hand and a handbag in the other.
Oh, my God. A fast runner. A fast woman.
A thief.
Yeah. So you just wanted a bottle of Jim.
Just wanted a bottle of bourbon. We don't know the brand.
No, true. Sorry. It could have been... I always just assume it's Jimmy.
It could have been Jimmy. Probably likely.
Could have been Johnny.
It could have been Johnny as well.
Could have been Jack.
Could have been either any of his friends that she was really fast with.
Yep.
But something about people that you see that collect these types of bottles can be really fast,
can't they? Yes.
Like suddenly they're really quick, running like a gazelle through Jesmond with a bottle of Jimmy under the arm.
I've witnessed a theft before.
Where at?
At a bottle shop.
As well?
Yes, and it was also a lady thief.
Yeah.
And she was standing outside. So it would have been like a Dan Murphy's inside a shopping centre, like inside a shopping complex, right? And so she's lingering.
Yeah.
And the shelves, bottles of champagne are very close to the front of the store. So she's hanging about, like eyeing it off, just like...
I was thinking about it.
Getting a vibe of who's around and who could be witnessing at any given time, right?
Yeah.
She tries to run. She was quick too, barefoot. Run in, grab two bottles of... I forget, like bougie champagne, like Verve or something. Two bottles, double fisting two bottles of expensive champagne and just turns around and goes to run back out and just like leg it through the shops. But some bloke has thought so quickly just to put his foot out and tripped this woman and fizzy champagne everywhere, all over the floor. And she's just fallen in it, broken glass, champagne everywhere, got up, kept running.
Oh, my God. When you got to run, you got
to
run.
And she just knew that she had to get the heck out. But this bloke just thought so quickly just to put his foot out just to stop her. And I thought,
she's not having to.
Gee, this woman could have been going quick as well had he not stopped her. There was no way anyone was catching her as well.
I think thieves from Botlows are the fastest thieves.
100%. I mean, you got to act quick.
And I don't know why I think that with no evidence.
No.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up new. Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on
105.3
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and welcome if you're just joining the show. Because up next, Tyler, an interesting one. What did you do in your sleep?
Yeah, I do a lot of weird things in my sleep.
Yeah, one thing in particular that you did was discard some of your jewellery.
Threw it across the room whilst on the nod.
Which is interesting. Like, a lot of people, when they get into these sort of, I guess, activities when they're asleep...
Yeah.
They got no idea in the morning.
Not a single clue.
And that's what we're looking for as up next we replay a part of last week's show where some of Novocastrians, we found out, do some crazy stuff in their sleep. Just wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And on Friday's show, what did you do in your sleep is the area we went into.
In Newcastle, we are asking you on 4967 4105, what did you do in your sleep? Because I showed up to work this morning, Crevo, in an absolute tizzy.
Yeah.
Because a very special ring of mine that I wear all the time, all day, every day, I never take it off, was not on my hand. And I freaked out.
Couldn't find your ring.
Couldn't find it. Couldn't find the ring anywhere.
Yeah.
So I text my partner, Marcus, and said, search the house.
Help
me
find my ring.
You're late to work.
Yeah.
Help me look for my ring. He sent me a photo. It was flung across the room, in the bedroom, in the corner of the room, and I 100% would have flung that thing across the room in my sleep.
You're a bit of a sleep activity doer.
Yes.
So what did you do in your sleep is what we're asking Novocastrians this morning. Brenda, how's Ashtonville going this morning?
Oh, it's cloudy. It's overcast. Needs sun. I'm solar powered.
Yeah, yeah, right. Me too. Me too. You're a bit of a reptile, are you? Solar powered, yeah, fair enough. Now, what did you do in your sleep?
I used to freak everyone out. Well, I'm the youngest of, I think there's six of us, but I'd always sleep with my eyes open.
That is scary.
Yeah, I'd be dead in the world, but yeah, sleep with my eyes open. I remember a couple of times that my friends had freaked out staying at their place for sleepovers, and they've got up in the middle of the night and had one look at me, screamed the house down, saying, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. And
you weren't dead.
Family out, and I got up and gone for a wander, and then there was a dead body in the bed that ain't there, and they come back and freaked out.
Wow, I'm just freaked out hearing all of that.
That is pretty scary, though, isn't it?
With the eyes open, definitely.
Yep. Let's go to Nell up next in Rutherford. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what did you do in your sleep?
When I was a child, I was a bit of a sleepwalker. We went away on holidays once, and my parents thought it'd be a great idea to put me on the top bunk.
No. And I went to
sleep. Went for a sleepwalk, came off, and broke my arm.
That's not brilliant on holidays, is it?
Broke the arm in the sleep. Oh, my God. Yeah. So did you wake up in that moment, Nell? What happened?
I woke up screaming. Mum and Dad came running in, like, what happened? And, yeah, broken arm.
There was your arm just flopping around like a wet piece of linguine.
Oh, my God, this is just reminding me. This actually happened to my cousin.
Really?
Same thing. Slept on the top bunk, like, started sleepwalking, broke his leg in the middle of the night. How did I forget about this? This is all... must run in the family.
Is this your cousin on the phone now?
We must. Could be. We must be mad sleepwalkers. My sister's terrible too. Wallet's in the oven and accused me of stealing her wallet. Mum tried to preheat the oven for dinner one night. Goodbye, wallet. Melted in the oven.
Plenty of sleepwalkers around Newcastle. And is Belmont worthy of the Bell Vegas nickname? Yes or no is the debate we enter into here. And you know what? There's been a bit of response on Instagram.
Yeah, we got a message from Ben at the Novos _ saying, Belmont is the most boring place I've ever been to. It is not worthy of the Bell Vegas nickname. All right, Ben, tell us how you really feel.
It's a bit intense. What I thought I could also do is name a couple of the hotels there on the strip, if
okay,
you will.
Yeah.
Right, so you've got the Squids Inc. Motel.
Nice.
Doesn't really scream flashing lights, though.
Sounds like MGM Grand.
There's also the Gunya Hotel.
Nice.
And the Lakeview Motor Inn. And also they've got the, oh, how about this? Belmont Palms Motel.
Oh, that is Vegas-esque. Isn't that sounds like Caesar's Palace.
Well, a little bit. I think there's like a Palms Casino, in fact, in Vegas. So maybe it is. Now, let's get Newcastle's opinion on this. Let's go to the phone.
We've got someone from the ground in Belmont. Jessica is on the phone. Hey, Jess.
Hi, guys.
Now, tell us, do you think Belmont is worthy of the Bell Vegas nickname? Yes or no?
No.
And why so?
Because I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense. That's like saying that Windale is Windale Heights when you live near Tindara Heights. It just doesn't work.
Very true. Very true. It's a nice, sleepy, relaxed
town,
wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't
work.
Yeah, not Vegas vibes,
no.
That's for sure. All right. That's someone from Belmont as well. Gabby's up next in Madawi. How are you?
Good, thanks. Great, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Now, do you think Belmont is worthy of the Bell Vegas nickname?
Sometimes it just needs a bit of a prompt, and if you call it Bell Vegas, maybe it'll turn into Bell Vegas.
Call it and they will come, is that what you're saying, Gabby?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, never know.
What I hear from that is it is not currently like that.
But it can be.
It could be if it wanted to be.
Totally. All right. Well, maybe it's our mission to turn Belmont into Bell Vegas.
The people from Belmont want that, though. Yep. Okay, good to know. I'm
Jess glad. Just said so.
Excellent.
I don't think she did, but we'll get her to sign off on it. It's all good.
Excellent. Good stuff.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Trevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, Crevo, it's our usual game at the usual time. What we want to do is get two Novocastrians on the phone. You go head-to-head with one another. We give you three things. You identify the theme. You've called it detective work in the past.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't call it. That's quite easy.
Well, it's not too hard, but the prize is pretty cool today.
Yeah,
right?
What is it?
A double pass to the whale watching from Nova Cruises.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Now, it's just coming into the season, and what an experience it is. You get out there on the boat, you know, you're amongst nature. The whales, they're so close.
Have you been whale watching before?
Yeah, I've done it in the past. And it's just like around this area. It's
yeah,
so
it's
beautiful.
So nice.
Yeah, amazing.
Can I tell you, I've been whale watching at least a dozen times and never once seen a whale.
Oh, you'd see it with Nova Cruises.
Up here you would. I've been down south on the coast, never seen one.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
Nah, but...
not around here.
100% you'll see one this time.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to play, call 4967 4105. We need two Novocastrians on the phone to go head-to-head to take home some whale-watching tickets. If you want to play Three of a Kind, we're doing it next.
Exactly. Give us a call now, 4967 4105.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Trevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, we want to hook some lucky Novocastrians up with some whale-watching tickets, Crevo. It's about that time of year where you can go out and see those majestic animals. So
beautiful stuff.
We want to do that by playing Three of a Kind. It's the same game, same time every day. Everyone gets it by now.
Yeah, we'll just do it quickly, though. Basically, we say three things. You have to figure out what the theme is between them.
Yeah.
Let's meet our contestants for today.
We've got Brett in Thornton up first. Hey, Brett.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very well, mate. How was your weekend?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good.
That's some good stuff. You do anything exciting?
No, I had a mate's 30th on Saturday night.
Oh, are you still dusty today, Brett?
No, I had the kids Sunday morning, so didn't have too many beers.
That sobered you up real quick, didn't it?
Sure did. Kids, eh? Get it.
We've also got Sarah in Head and Greeter. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Did you go big on the weekend too?
Not really, pretty lazy one.
Yeah, that's good. That's my kind of weekend. Good lazy one. All right, should we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Brett first.
Brett.
Nice.
Strong.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Nice.
Also good.
You
All right,
guys
here
get
we go.
It.
Here we go. Let's get into this.
First one. Macklemore, Mac Miller, Mac 10. Crickets.
Sarah.
Oh, what is it, Sarah?
Artist.
Music
artist.
Nah, we need more than that.
It was American rappers, but we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Next one. Kenny's, Miller's, Heather Bray Pies.
Brett,
what is it?
Sorts of pies, like different sorts of pies.
Be more specific.
Like brands, like...
Yeah, local brands.
Yeah, pie shops. There you go. I'll give you 1 point for that. Next one. Priceline, Terry White, Blooms.
Brett.
Oh, that was Brett. What is it?
Chemist?
Yeah,
indeed it
correct.
Is.
Well done. Got yourself a double to go along and see the whales, all thanks to Nova Cruises. Now, Sarah, can we get you back again tomorrow as our runner-up to have another go?
Sure can.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Good stuff.
We love that.
Same time, same place. We'll chat to you then. And a bit of online discussion about the cheapest skewy in Uwe, because obviously, the price of beer in most places is through the roof.
Oh, I feel you on that.
Because what shocked me the most was a schooner of new, nearly $9, $8.70 or something, at the Nui. Oh God, it was probably a month ago now that I went there.
It's probably $9.50 by now.
Probably. For a schooner of new?
That's a rip.
That is expensive, right?
So has this prompted you to go on a hunt.
That's right.
Has it?
Yeah, a bit of a search, and I've found a couple of good options.
Okay, right? Hit me.
Hamilton Station Hotel.
Yeah.
All schooners on tap, and I'm guessing maybe not the premiums, but most of the beers, $4.50 Thursday and Sunday, 4 till 7. There's a little hack.
Not bad. That's a good happy hour.
$4.50
The Kent, 3 hour happy hour? That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. How about the Kent? They've got a selection of jugs of beer and cider every day until 9 o'clock, roughly, 9 p.m. for $13.
Not bad.
So if you work that out, it's about $4.35 a schooner.
Not bad.
Now, you got to buy a whole jug, but
that's
still.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
I mean, no one's going to say no to a jug if it's cheaper.
It's near, like the price of two schooners at other places, right? And then how about this, though? The Lasso Gowrie. $4 from 3 to 6.
I love the Lass.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So get
That's a bargain.
It's a bargain. Hamilton Station Hotel, $5 Tiger Lager. Not a beer I'm familiar
with.
What
is that?
$5 every day, all day, every day. So that's pretty good, even at late night.
I'm a bit sus on that, but
I don't know what it is,
continue.
But it sounds good. and then Aussie the Mozzie, just down the road here in Hexham.
Oh, yeah.
$5.50 for members, $6.50 non-members, still pretty good.
That's good.
Probably, this is the best though. Hang on. Let me bring this up here because this blew me away.
Well, we're doing better than $8.70 for a schooner and you anywhere at this point, aren't we?
So expensive, yeah. Hang on a second. $5 at the Hamilton Station Hotel, or $3.90. Get ready for this. Cardiff RSL. Wednesday to Friday at happy hour.
$3.90 for a schooner?
That is like, now, well, that feels like a price from the past.
I'm wondering, this wouldn't cover craft beers, would
no,
it?
No, I doubt it. But
just
that's
like
not what
your
this
new, your Forex, your Northerns.
Yeah.
Our choice of drink anyway, right?
For $3.90?
That is.
As long as it's wet, I'll have it.
That's cheaper than a packet of chips out of the Vendo these days. Because you know that the price of Spuds.
Is through the roof.
Is through the roof. So if you want a cheap beer,
Cardiff RSL
sounds like the place to be.
And Friday as well, Wednesday to Friday.
$4 beers?
Less.
You get change out of $4, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy heck, let's go there.
Yeah, well, I think we need
Show's
to.
Over. Yeah, it's time, to go
time
now.
To go.
Are they open?
I don't know if it's
Ring them up.
Hour. Let's find out.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, Crevo, don't forget, after 7 o'clock, $325 up for grabs with our trivia check. If you want free money just by answering one question, we can do that for you.
Imagine starting the week with an extra $300 in the pocket.
Oh, I spent some money on the weekend, so I need to replenish that bank account. Do you reckon I can play?
Hello, it's me, not Tyler.
Schmiler.
Schmiler.
I know the answer to this.
From Florida.
I don't think you'll get away with it. I'll be on to you. Where's Tyler gone? Behind the desk.
Don't know. She's gone.
I don't know anything.
But I know the answer to this trivia check question. Anyway, we're doing that after 7. If you want free money, that's what we're doing after 7.
Excellent.
Next though, we're talking kids.
Yeah,
annoying kids.
Are they annoying you on the holidays?
Yeah, or are we being annoying right now?
A couple of parents that are feeling that. So, of course, we'll get into that up next. And talking to my mate yesterday, who's got a couple of kids. The first one has just hit kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
So he's right in the depth. It's a bit of a naughty stage this little kid's getting through right now. And he said that basically they got a new pool for this last summer.
Yeah.
And he came out one morning, and this is because he's at home at school, from school on holidays.
Yeah.
And he came out, and the kid has chucked a whole box of toys, like a toy box that was sort of on the back porch, all of the toys over the pool fence into the pool. There's this, the thing is floating with toys.
Oh, my God, that's naughty.
It's just driving me up the wall these holidays. There's a certain different energy to this time. For some reason, it's just something about it.
And especially, too, if little ones are new to school.
That's
right.
They
just get this attitude about them, don't they?
Well, they've got all their mates now.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a little bit popular, so he's got, like, a certain,
Confidence
about him. Exactly. Yep. And he's decided, you know what? got all these toys. It'll be funny to put them in the pool.
I'm going to make Dad's life a living hell these school holidays.
Dad did not find it funny. That's the top tip. but this is what I thought we could do, parents. This is your chance to have a little vent.
Yeah, we are your therapist here.
Are your kids taking you off these holidays?
Yeah, what have they done? What are they doing?
Or is it just a general attitude? You know, perhaps there's a bit of, you know, cause kids go through hormones and all that stuff at certain points along the journey.
Yeah, kids are very emotional.
They can be.
Very emo.
As we move into the second part of the holidays
going
here.
Going into the winter too.
Yeah, as well. Because you can't just take them to the beach
so
and say,
many variables.
Burn it off.
Yeah. Yes.
So 4967 4105. Have the kids been ticking you off this holidays? What have they done? Is there something that's been winding you up about them? Or maybe it's a bad attitude. Best callers on air today, $100 fuel card.
Well, that's not bad.
Which is pretty good.
So basically all you need to do is call us, vent about the kids.
Which will make you feel better already.
And then $100 of fuel on top of that.
That could be all yours.
You're welcome.
4967 4105. Are the kids annoying you a little bit this school holidays? We'd love to get your stories and what they've been up to. We'll take them on the air next. New FM. And are the kids ticking you off this school holidays after my mate, unfortunately, his little boy has thrown into the pool an entire box of, like, toys from the toy box over the fence into the pool?
That's very naughty.
He thought it was a brilliant idea at the time, obviously not in trouble.
Kelly on our Instagram has messaged through at the Novos _ saying, I'm in the trenches at the moment. Kids thought it would be awesome to use Sharpies to do some face painting on each other. Safe to say I've received some bizarre looks from others in the supermarket because their faces are stained with permanent marker.
Well, yeah, not
someone
really.
Send help and wine, please.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents are wanting the sending of wine at this point.
Yes, so we are asking on 4967 4105, are the kids ticking you off these school holidays? We've got Trish in Rutherford on the phone. Hey, Trish.
How are you going? Good morning.
Now, tell us, are the kids ticking you off?
No, it's not actually me. They're ticking my daughter off.
Oh, what are they doing?
So she rings me up. Her youngest one has decided to use the kitchen floor as a canvas and got the sugar, the butter and all sources out and did a great big painting for her on the kitchen floor.
Well, that's pretty naughty, isn't it?
And then she went to go to the toilet and she thought, hello, one of the kids had crapped all over the toilet.
Yeah.
And when she started cleaning it, it wasn't poo, it was actually a full jar of peanut butter.
No!
Yeah, full jar of peanut butter.
Oh,
in the
all over the toilet.
And was it the good brand as well, Trish?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
even
the expensive
worse.
One.
Oh, kids, am I right? Who'd have them?
That's
pretty annoying. I know, right? Using all the condiments and all of the sauces.
In the tort. What a waste.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
All right, here it is, the moment to score yourself $325 of easy money. Just one question. So answer that right, the money's yours.
Yes, please. If you want to play Trivia Check, call now on 4967 4105. $325 up for grabs, Crevo. That's some easy winning when
it
all
sure
you got to
is.
Do is answer one question.
That's right. We'll play it up next.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
All right, here we go. With $325 in the kitty, it's anyone's game right now. One question separates you and the cash.
Right now, though, Crevo, it is Belinda in Windale's chance to have a crack at it. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
How was your weekend?
Oh, really good. I went down to Gosford, visited my mum and brothers.
Oh, nice.
How good's that?
It's family weekend.
Down to Gossie.
Now tell us, Belinda, $325, what are you doing if you win this cash?
Back to Gossie?
I don't know. Put some money aside. I do Christmas in July here and nice. Put some money aside for that and might be buy some people some little presents and things.
Great idea. Well, let's get down to business with the question then, shall we, Crevo?
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't let the 5-second timer get in your head, Belinda. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready as I'll ever be.
Which famous Australian athlete lit the Olympic flame at the 1956 Olympics?
Oh, no. I think I know her name, but I think it was female.
Oh,
but
no,
I don't.
It wasn't, unfortunately. It was Ron Clark.
Oh, no.
Does that ring a bell?
No, yeah, sort of, yeah. I'll keep trying.
Yeah, have you ever met anyone called Ron?
Oh, yeah, a few people, yeah.
Yeah, well. Could have used that as a little memory jogger.
For goodness sake, Creepo.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for Belinda, that means no money in your back pocket, but it does mean tomorrow, Creepo, $350.
It's
jackpots too. Now, on Friday night, Creepo, we decided that it would be a great idea to buy a home sushi making kit.
That's basically just like all those little satay skewers all tied together with a string,
yes,
right?
Yes, a little bamboo thing. Mat.
Yeah.
Anyway, we bought that. We bought the sushi rice. We bought the nori. We bought all the fillings to make some homemade sushi rolls.
That's
I thought this would be
date.
Nice.
Yeah, fun date night.
You also suggested to me to get the blowtorch to, like, smoke some salmon.
Yeah.
Went to Spotlight, couldn't find one.
Oh, what a pain.
It was all good. So we just made some spicy tuna.
Oh, that's delicious.
Some tempura prawns.
You're living the good life.
Yeah, and what else did we do? Oh, a little California roll.
Nice.
With some, like, crab and some caviar and some cucumber and all the fresh stuff, right?
Oh, living the good life.
So we've got all these beautiful ingredients laid out in front of us. We've got to cook the rice, rinse the rice a million times, and then they tell you on the instructions, it's like, you've got to let the rice cool down a bit. I'm like, geez, I'm starving now. We better put on something, just have a little entree, spring rolls or something while we're waiting, right? Anyway, by the time we get to the actual making of the sushi, oh my God, we're starving. Because it takes so long. It's so tedious. So we get our first sushi roll, not the best looking one. I mean, not like the one that you'd see on, like...
Was the stuff not in the middle?
No, and the avocado had fallen out, and it, like, the stickiness of the avocado was what made the seaweed stick together. So we're like, yeah, we're all over this. And then it was just a hot mess once we cut open into it. And because it had taken so long, the process had taken so long to make the sushi, by the time we'd made the first one, we were like, wow, bugger it, we're going to eat that now and then make another one. We didn't make a big spread of sushi, like little, like,
to
eat it all at once, you know?
So what you don't realise when you, because you eat it, say, at the sushi train, right?
Yeah.
The reason that they make, like, 20 prawn ones at once is because if you have to make all the different things all the time...
It takes so long.
So many cooking processes to get it all ready.
And we learned that the hard way at the Waratah Manor on Friday night, Creepo. I think we didn't finish eating until about 8 p.m, which, you know, is late for us.
That's past your bedtime.
That's bedtime. It took so long. And in the end, my partner Marcus and I were both like, we've just eaten so much rice because all the fillings have fallen out the butt end of it. We've pretty much just eaten seaweed and sushi rice for dinner. What a disaster this has been. I ended up eating this spicy tuna straight out of the bowl because I was like, what else am I supposed to do with this? I don't want to make any more sushi rolls at home. This is boring. Why don't we go to Sushi Train at the rooftop of Katara? Because I just can't be bothered rolling another sushi roll on my own.
You're never in your life going to do it again.
And just the thing they don't tell you when you make homemade sushi is that there is crap everywhere.
Well, that's the thing.
To have a lot of bench space in your kitchen if you are ready to make homemade sushi. That was just, and we didn't even get a platter out to put it all on. The board that we cut the sushi on was the board that we ate it off. So there was wasabi, soy sauce, just half the filling out of our sushi rolls all over the place.
Looked like someone had set off a bomb in your kitchen.
Pretty much.
Oh, well.
So here's a hot tip. If you want to make homemade sushi, prepare everything early, have the rice pre-cooked, and kind of have an idea of what you're going to do, or practice making some rolls, because...
A couple of YouTube videos first.
It's hard work. Or, you know what? Even better, go to Sushi Train.
Ah, yeah, that's
way easier.
Solution once and for all.
I mean, delicious, but we were carb-loading.
But difficult.
So hard.
The Novos with Tyler and Creebo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Newcastle, if you didn't notice, we were missing one very special member of the team for the last 2 weeks. Welcome back, producer Stephen.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you going?
Running on fumes at the moment, now, but I'm glad to be back.
Tell us, you went back west to see some fam for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, so I went to Perth, that's where I grew up. So I was there for Easter for 2 weeks.
That's
and,
nice.
Was flat out. Was, you know, pretty much every meal was booked. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, catching up with old friends and colleagues and family. Nice. So I've come back for a bit of a break, so expect a bit of bludging this first week back, I reckon.
Yeah, we'll allow it.
Expected.
Until we don't allow it anymore.
Now, you said running on fumes. How was your trip back here?
Yeah, it was good. It's long. It's a long way from Perth, and you can't fly directly from Perth to Newcastle, so you've either got to go via Brisbane or Melbourne, or you've got to obviously get the flight to Sydney and then the train to Newcastle. I did the latter of the two last night. And due to delayed trains and flights, I got in at about 1:15 this morning.
So you've had about three hours sleep?
Yeah, which is the usual night for you, isn't it, Crevo?
Yes.
I reckon I still got more sleep than you. I went to bed before you, I reckon, Crevo.
Psychopathic behaviour. Well, it's good to have you back, mate. Take it real easy.
Nice to be back.
Well, we won't drop you in for bludgeon to the boss too much this morning.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Next, Crevo, we are chatting Apple Maps v. Google Maps. Which is the superior?
Yeah, that's right. A little debate has erupted, and of course...
you wait.
Yeah, until it happens. Up next.
Now, Crevo, as you know, a lot of people that work at UFM need a second job.
I think everyone has one here.
Pretty much. So my side hustle is for a thing called Sherpa. So basically it's like delivery services. So you know how Newcastle now recently have got Jimmy Brings?
Yep.
Similar to that.
Yeah,
Dan Murphy's orders, Woolies orders,
whatever,
BWS, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
So if you get some Woolies delivered, probably from me.
Yeah.
Or flowers, whatever.
Could be anything.
Anyway, so the app that I use for Sherpa, automatically when I, you know, you've got to accept an order, you've got to put in the address, all the recipient's details are there. You then got to open the maps and it'll direct you.
Way you go.
Always defaults to Google Maps.
Yeah.
So I had to make a call to the Sherpa help desk and say, I need to change the default to Apple Maps because Google Maps suck.
I'm sorry, what?
And they're like, yeah,
all
good.
What did they say?
They're like, yeah, it's fine. We'll just change your preferences in your profile. It's all good.
Apple Maps is the worst.
Google Maps is the pits.
I'm sorry.
And the woman's voice when she talks to you on Google Maps, she's so condescending.
No, she isn't.
You've made a wrong turn, or you've got to turn right here. Can you just be nice?
Why are you making so many wrong
turns? No, I didn't mean to make a wrong turn the other day, but I did. But that's beside the point. Apple Maps is where it's at.
I'm sorry. I don't know what planet you're living on. Google Maps is 100% the way. And look... Even my wife, Emmy, she's a diehard Apple fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it. Google Maps, because it's so much better.
You don't even know. You don't even have an Apple phone. You have an Android phone. So how do you even know that Apple Maps is the worst? Because you don't have access to it.
Occasionally, it comes up by mistake on Emmy's phone, my wife Emmy's phone, and it's always taken the wrong place. Two people in the last few months that have been coming to our place have ended up at an address out near the lake... Because Apple Maps takes them to the wrong spot.
Do you know, no, that's not even a Maps problem. That is a greater Newcastle problem because there are too many street names that are too similar, that are too close to one another. That's a discussion for another time. Apple Maps is where it's at. That's a Newcastle problem that we can talk about later.
No.
Apple Maps so much better. Google Maps is like for dinosaurs.
I've never had that problem of ending up on the same street but a different place. That is an Apple Maps problem.
So my partner Marcus is also a Google Maps loser.
Better. Yeah,
so we will actually have competitions. I'll be like, right, our destination is half an hour away. I'll put it in Apple Maps. You put it in Google Maps. See which way gets us there faster. Apple Maps always wins.
It does not. You've just made that up.
I have not.
I'm telling you, Google Maps is the only way to do... Anyway.
Incorrect.
What we need to do is let Newcastle decide here.
We do.
4967 4105. Which is better, Apple Maps or Google Maps. Now, the best callers on air this morning win a $100 fuel card, which you'll need if you got Apple Maps.
Oh, shut up.
You'll be going all the wrong places all the time.
Not a chance.
4967-4105. Are you Team Tyler, Apple Maps, the loser
it's
maps?
It's the goat.
Or are you Team Crevo, Google Maps, G for Google for good?
They suck.
They're so much better.
Google Maps sucks, mate.
You just don't understand maps. Anyway, let's check your traffic. Call up now. 4967-4105, Newcastle. We need to decide this once and for all.
Now, Crevo, we need Newcastle to help settle this debate once and for all. Apple Maps or Google Maps, which is better? I love Google Maps. You know why? Because if you have the sound on when with the directions where the lady tells you, she'll say, not at this light, but at the next light, turn left. So it's called landmark guidance. It's wonderful. You know Apple Maps is just way more intuitive.
You just said, I love Google Maps.
Oh, I meant to say Apple Maps. My bad. Yeah. I meant to say Apple.
You know
Plus,
what?
You know do you know why? What Apple Maps also does?
Deep down, you know the truth.
No,
that's
Google Maps
why.
Suck. I meant to say Apple Maps. I just dropped the ball for a hot minute.
Classic but Apple users.
Tell you what else Apple Maps does. If you lose your car in like a big shopping centre car park or like an airport car park or something, it will direct you to exactly where you last left your car. Google Maps doesn't do that.
I think that's for people that just, you know, Apple Maps, that just shows are for people losing their mind.
Apple Maps
a little
is
bit.
Way better.
Forgetful, like strange, don't know where their car is all the time.
Anyway, let's put it to the people, shall we? Let's go to Kim in Curry up first. Hey, Kim.
Kim, you there? Kim is not there.
Kim is not there. So let's go to Megan in Bell Vegas North. Hey, Megan.
G'day.
Now, tell us, are you an Apple Maps gal or a Google Maps gal?
Apple all the way.
Thank you very much. And why so, Megan?
Oh, I have an Apple phone and I just like it. It gives you a choice of which one you want to go to. It gives you, like, three different routes you can take.
Yeah, and it gives you, like, the toll-free options as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That all, you have all of that
on
Google Maps.
And, Megan, do you have an Apple Watch?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like indicates on your watch.
Yeah, and it vibrates on your watch. If you've got to turn left here, turn left now.
Nah, enough of that. That seems distracting and wrong.
Did you just hang up on Megan?
Yeah, I'd heard enough. Just all wrong.
You are dead to me and Megan. Let's go next to Gordon in Bellbird. Hey, Gordon.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, are you an Apple Maps kind of guy or a Google Maps kind of guy?
UBD or Gregory's?
I beg your pardon?
Saying the old street directories.
Yep.
You don't use any computerised maps at all?
No.
So you still... Hang on. You still use a physical map, like a paper map?
Yep.
Are you sitting there with it on your lap and stuff while you're driving
around? And, like, flipping
around?
It upside down when you can't read it? Like, how do you use this whilst you're on the road, Gordon?
You just have it sitting on the seat beside you and you drive with it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that seems distracting.
This is making my millennial brain glitch so much because I wouldn't even know how to read a physical map and follow that whilst driving.
Whilst driving seems difficult. I mean, even my dad, who's high 70s now, he's like, loves it. Google Maps all the way. Oh, another one for me. I forgot about that. Correct.
Oh, my.
There's one for me.
God.
I'm sure.
No, that is not.
Let's go. We've got one more here.
Gordon did not vote for Google Maps. All right, let's go to Kim in Curry. We've got her back. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Now, tell us, are you Apple Maps or Google Maps?
Well, I got Google Maps, but I've also got a Waze.
Waze isn't bad.
Waze Map.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, but if you had to choose, you'd choose Google, wouldn't you?
I'd choose Google.
Oh,
yeah, correct.
Get out of
well
here.
Done.
Good stuff. I've had it.
That's more to me, I think. I think I'm the winner.
No!
Congratulations to Google for producing
You are
such
full of it. That is
product.
Not how it went down. We are one apiece.
It was
apiece
me, my
Gordon,
dad, there was Kim.
Gordon still uses a bloody
Gordon.
Book, mate.
Bloody everyone loves it.
I will not have it.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos. 105.3
New FM.
just talking about the GPs and the lack of bulk billing GPs in our region, Jess, it's pretty bad, isn't it, the situation?
It's terrible. Like, I don't know about you guys, but it's so hard, A, to get a doctor's appointment as it is, but when you rock up and you can't get a bulk billed, it's like, oh, God, are you kidding?
Is this just a specific thing in Newcastle?
It's across the board. So this particular study that has been done looking at every federal electorate in the state, in the country, has found that we have three of the worst when it comes to no bulk billing, services with no gaps.
Do you know what the most frustrating thing is for me in particular? Every so often I need to go to my GP just to get a script.
Yes, that's me this week.
That's like, all I need to do is just go there and say, I've been taking this medication for a really long time. I just need you to renew a script for me again. $85.
Yeah.
To walk out of there. I've been there for 5 minutes. I've likely sat in the waiting room for 45 minutes because they're always running late.
Yeah.
To get one bit of paper cost me nearly $100.
That's crazy.
It's absolute ludicrous.
It is. 100%.
Fix it. Whoever's in the powers, fix it. I don't know who that is and how they can do it, but just fix it.
And it is worse in Newcastle because, like, when I lived in the northern parts of Sydney, there were bulk billing doctors everywhere.
Yeah.
It was you had your choice.
Oh, it's wild to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Something needs to be done about it, and I don't know how to do it, but they need to do it.
Yeah. Tell someone that's in the right place at the right time to fix the problems.
Sort it out for us, Jess, all right?
Thank you. I'll try. Speaking, Crevo, of getting a GP, a man that I almost killed would have needed a GP this time last week. I nearly killed a man.
Are we talking about that up next?
Yep.
New FM.
I almost killed a man.
This is crazy. What happened, Tyler?
So I was in town in Newcastle, turning left off Stewart Avenue onto Parkway Avenue there at Newey High.
Yeah.
And entering roundabout.
Okay.
All of a sudden, a cyclist comes out of nowhere, not paying attention to his surroundings, clearly not giving a rat's about the road rules. I almost collected him.
Oh, my God.
So you know the rules when it comes to a roundabout. It's not like in the rule book, but the general rule is that you give way to your right. You pull into a roundabout, you give way to your right.
Mm.
This bloke did not even so much as look in the general direction of his right-hand side. Just went, boom, straight through the roundabout. Whilst I'm in the middle of the roundabout, right? So I had to hit the brakes so hard, and I hit the horn just as hard because that's the kind of person that I am.
You're a little bit on the...
Getting on the horn is a personality trait of mine. Old road rage Rhonda over here.
Okay.
That's the nickname that I get.
Vibe, yeah.
I'm very angry. But I want to take this opportunity to have a proper rant about cyclists because
I'll see you now.
Who is at fault if I kill someone?
You.
Me, right? Just because this absolute twat didn't want to look in the right direction of any particular cars that might be coming to completely collect him.
Now, quick question.
Yeah.
Was this cyclist in the full Lycra?
Yep. Whole shebang.
Right.
The click-in shoes, the stupid Oakley sunnies, all of it.
Yeah. Okay.
With the padded bum cheeks. Yeah. Grow up. Just grow up.
Well, so just look where you're going is the main thing.
Yeah, also that.
Yeah.
So I'm using this as an opportunity to have a rant about cyclists and their attitude when it comes to just picking and choosing when they follow the road rules and then when they all of a sudden want to become a pedestrian instead, you know?
Yeah.
It's always constantly keeping drivers on their toes in the most inconvenient ways and also very dangerous. Like, people can die.
Well, yeah, you could have killed someone.
Like, and I have never seen so many four-way stop signs more than I have in Newcastle. I've never seen a cyclist adhere to the rules of a four-way stop sign. They're always just fanging straight through, foom, 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 all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. Four-way stops, I hate them.
Oh, so do I.
There's a couple of roads I avoid because there's like two or three on them.
Parry Street? Between Derby Street and Newcastle West, I hate that street because that's where cyclists like to frequent.
Well, and you best believe, behind there,
yeah. And I'm constantly stopping, and then all these cyclists are just like flying past.
Not with that noise though, because they've got no motor, famously.
Or with the bell.
Oh yeah,
ding ding ding. Shut up. Get off your bike. And if you want to go on a bike ride, use the bike lane and follow the road rules. And then all of a sudden, you are not a pedestrian. If you are on a bike and you want to use a zebra crossing, I ain't stopping for you. I won't stop. Not a chance.
That you feels either follow, dangerous.
You either, yeah, because it's the cyclist's fault.
Oh, is that?
You either follow the road rules because you're on the road.
You know what?
Or you get off your bike and you walk it across the road. But they're not doing that because that takes admin. You got to click out. You got to click back in with those stupid little shoes.
I was with you 100% until you said you would just drive straight through if one was at a zebra crossing. I think I'm going to go against you on that.
But just follow, if you're on a road, follow the road rules, you know? It's not hard to follow a stop sign.
You feel better now?
Kinda.
Okay, good stuff.
Thanks.
What's the goss next? New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? New FM.
What's the goss with producer Stephen? What do you got for us?
Well, I got a bit of a celebrity divorce this morning.
Yeah,
who? Happened over the weekend. So it's a bizarre situation. Basically, Achraf Hakimi, who's one of the world's best footballers, is from Morocco. He currently plays, I say footballers in soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah, he currently plays for PSG, which is the same club as like Kylian Mbappe, Lionel Messi, Neymar. So big wig here.
Yeah.
He's currently undergoing a divorce with his ex, well, his now ex-wife, Heba Book, who's like this Spanish actress slash model.
Yeah.
And obviously being at PSG, it's rumoured he's on like £1 million a month. She's trying to get her hands on some of that money, right? She's like, well...
I mean, don't blame her. Was there a prenup? Well, should have been.
Well, yeah, well, this is where this situation's so bizarre. She's gone, I want half of the assets. And Hakimi's gone, absolutely, you can have half of everything I own. Because he owns nothing. So he owns £1 million a month. But everything he has, you know, his properties, cars, even jewellery, is all under his mum's name.
Oh, my God.
And apparently over 80% of his salary gets dumped straight into his mum's bank account.
For this reason?
Well,
in case he comes across some...
Comes a cropper?
Psycho wives?
I don't know. Well, I guess he's, you know, hedged his bets on the one person who's always going to be there for him.
His mum.
Yeah, or like maybe that, or he just loves his mum. He can just have it all, mum.
But yeah, it's crazy because since this divorce has, you know, been filed and this story's come out, people are asking Hakimi, you know, how do you live your life? How you know, you're this multimillionaire. And he's like, oh, you know, I keep the amount of my salary that gets me, you know, allows me to go out and get food and, you know, pay for my rent. And if I need anything else, I call mum and ask her to buy it for me. So 24-year-old multimillionaire playing in France and he's always on the phone to mum. Hey, mum, can I get a new TV?
Yeah.
Can I get new shoes?
You had a new TV last month. You're not having another one.
I think it's time for someone to cut the apron strings. And it's probably a good thing that this woman has left him because you know who else is in this relationship as much as she was in this marriage? Mummy. You know?
So if your partner, Marcus, was running this sort of thing, what would your reaction be?
Actually, it would be a great thing.
Can I have some new shoes, please?
And the great thing is that Marcus's mother, Robin, would be like, no, mate, you spend too much money on crap. I'll send it to Tyler. Because Marcus is so terrible with money that it's probably a good thing if all of his funds would go to his mother because then at least we'd have some money.
Well, you know what? There's a top tip you can learn from, what's his name again?
Achraf Hakimi.
There you go, from that guy.
Jeez. Oh, I don't know about this. That's heavy, but also smart.
Just when you think you've heard it all, hey, you've heard every messy celebrity divorce story, this one just pops
its
head.
This poor woman, she's getting nothing.
I think you're right.
New FM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Crevo, I had some friends run the Newey Marathon yesterday. Not me. I was not one of them.
What stopped you doing it, Tyler?
Something maybe about the 43 kilometres that you have to run or whatever it is, 42.
Aren't you fit from all your swimming?
Yeah, but not 42 kilometres fit.
Oh, okay, fair
Not
enough.
A chance. But I did go to the pub with them afterwards to celebrate them. And even at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, some weathered people. Like, the walk back from the bar to our table had actually took some friends at least 2 to 3 business hours. They were that sore. So anyone that did the run yesterday who was feeling the pain today,
yeah.
I don't feel your pain, but thoughts and prayers are going out to
you. Yeah, good luck to you, indeed, for today.
Yeah, you should have taken today off if you
didn't. You should have, you know, to soothe the blisters,
yes,
if you will.
And just the joints.
Oh.
Like, I don't think your body is built to run that far without any kind of, you know, injuries.
Or a car.
Or force.
Or a motorbike?
Yeah, that. You need all of the above. Anyway, thoughts and prayers to those that ran in the marathon yesterday because that was stupid of you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Indeed. Up next, we delve into the area of fake tan disasters.
Have you had one?
Not myself.
No, it was me.
It was definitely Tyler. If you've got a story around this, we'll get them on the air soon.
I had a little bit of a run-in with a fake tan bottle on the weekend, Crevo.
Oh, dear.
And what? It made me look like I had permanent poo stains on my hands.
You look all right. I don't see your hands there, but overall you look all right.
Yeah, my tan's usually pretty good, but there's this thing that I do in the middle of the night. So what I'll do on a Thursday night, Thursday's tan day.
Is it every week?
No, only if I've got something on the weekend.
Okay.
I'll apply the fake tan. Mm. I'll marinate it overnight.
And then marinate.
I'll get up and shower the next morning.
Like some sort of steak.
Yeah, like a teriyaki.
Yeah, nice.
You know? So when I sleep, though, I sleep with my hands tucked in between my legs.
What? That's like, a weird sleeping
position. If I sleep on my side, then I'll sleep with my hands palms in together.
Sandwiched together.
In between my knees.
That's a really weird sleeping position, by the way.
Sometimes. No, it's not. That's quite normal.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
Different chat.
Sometimes my hands will come apart in the night and then I'll rest my palms directly on my legs that have got fresh fake tan on them, right? So I wake up Friday morning or Saturday morning, whatever day it was, with fake tan halfway up the palm of my hand. So from my pinky, my ring finger and my middle finger, all from there back covered in fake tan. Now, this looks like someone even pointed out to me when I was paying for a coffee on the weekend. They're like, oh, you've got a bit of something on your hand. And it literally looks like I hadn't used toilet paper to wipe my bum after doing a number two. Like, it just looked like I just swiped my hand straight up a fresh number two bum.
And then went straight to the cafe. Here's my money.
That's permanent. Yeah, that's permanent for at least a couple of days, right? I can't just go and wash it off, you know?
Why? Oh, God.
I've put a photo of it up on our Instagram story, so you can go and have a look at it and see for yourself that I literally look like I've just wiped someone's bum with my bare hands.
At the Novos _ if you want to see this.
Go and have a look, but I want to know, surely I'm not the only one in Newcastle to have a bit of a fake tan disaster.
4967-4105. Have you had a fake tan disaster or maybe dobbing your partner, friend, that sort of thing?
It's not the first time I've had a run-in with some fake tan either. There have been times where I've spilt fake tan on like a bath towel, nice beige colour, had guests over before. Looks like there's proper like poo stains on the
towel. Oh, God. You and fake tan.
Yeah, we've had a few run-ins in the past.
4967-4105. Have you had a fake tan disaster? Best callers on air today. $100 fuel cards up for grabs.
That is nice.
Which is pretty handy. We'll get your fake tan disaster stories for Newcastle on the air next. New FM.
We are talking fake tan disasters, Crevo. We are asking Newcastle for their fake tan disasters because I am a hot mess when it comes to applying fake tan. It's just everywhere and sometimes, quite frankly, it looks like I've soiled my knickers.
Well, you soiled your hands.
But all in the wrong places.
The other day as well. And, you know, out for a coffee order and they're like, what have you done?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, just a bit of soil on the hands.
It's fake tan, I promise.
Yeah, and then everyone goes, sure.
Yeah. Carly on our Instagram at @thenovos_ has said, my fake tan disaster was the night before my wedding. My husband-to-be wrote me a beautiful letter, started crying, and that just made the fake tan run all down the face the night before your wedding.
Oh, so you got streak marks. That's not
ideal.
Yeah,
down the face.
Ugh, jeez.
Someone else says, Annabelle has also said that here's a hot tip, washing machine powder gets it off.
Oh, that's
so
a good
tip. So I need to start rubbing that on the hands if I get a bit of fake tan in the wrong spot.
Also then, there'll be a totally different colour.
Yes, correct.
Which is
also just a hot mess as well, isn't
not
it?
Not ideal. 4967-4105 is the number to call. And we've got Katie up first. How are you?
Good morning. Happy halfway through school holidays.
Are you surviving all right?
I'm getting through. I'm getting through. Thank God there's been okay weather, so we don't have to be cooped up inside. My gosh.
Very true. Now, Katie, tell us your fake tan disaster. Was it you? Was it someone that you know?
Oh, it's a little bit of me, a little bit of my now husband.
Yeah.
I used to do tan Thursdays as well, put the tan on, go to bed, but I sleep on my husband, so I'd leave a cheeky little cheek mark on his chest. He'd have my arm across his stomach and then my leg over him as well. So,
hang on.
Yeah, I was just sharing that with him.
Can we just backtrack a little bit here, Katie? Did you say that you sleep on your husband?
Yeah.
Well, look, I liked him at the time. Maybe not so much these days. But, yeah, like sort of just hugging.
Oh, right. So she loves
not on top.
She loves to throw a leg over in the middle of the night kind of situation.
Oh. Now you're just saying stuff.
But yeah, no, I'm also openly admitting that I am a drooler. So, you know, a little bit of drool would come out of my face. And I'd have this little white touch there. So I'd have to be very careful with... blending.
And so your poor husband, Katie, he would wake up and go to work the next day with just patches of fake tan all over him in random spots?
Look, he's not going to work without a shirt, so I think he'll be okay.
Yeah,
he'll be
the tiger stripes.
Still a disaster, though, in my eyes, I reckon.
Definitely.
Now, just probably a good thing that Marcus, my partner, doesn't like me sleeping anywhere near him within an arm's reach, so he probably doesn't get fake tan on him as well, you know?
That is lucky. Well, that's a wrap from us today. Before we go, of course, though, Gordon, congratulations to Gordon in Bellbird. Our best caller from today wins a $100 fuel card.
That is nice.
It sure is. We're done and dusted, though, for now. Have a great Monday, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.